You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is Mavericks All Access with Omaha Athletics, hosted by Anna Bellinghausen.
Welcome to Mavericks All Access. Anna Bellinghausen with you and Mike Gabnett, head coach for the hockey team. Coach, how are you doing today?
Yeah, doing great. How are you doing?
Doing awesome. Always great to have you on the show. We'll start off with what the past weekends have meant. Obviously had a bye week. How has it been having that time off and just getting those practices in?
Yeah, we were just talking about, I think it was good. We came back from the break and, you know, had 2, 3, 4 practices and right into game action. So kind of nice to have a normal week and let the guys get some of the rust off and get back into game shape and be prepared for conference play coming up.
You rang in the new year with a series against St. Lawrence. You split it. I want to talk about the event, though, around the New Year's Eve day and everything like that. Having the fans stay down till midnight and the players were hanging out on the ice with the fans as well. What did it mean seeing all that?
Yeah, it was great. I think anytime we get a chance to interact with our fans and just expose them to the type of people we have with our program is a positive thing. And I couldn't believe the number of people that stuck around after the game to celebrate with the team and get on the ice and sign autographs and spend time together. And again, I think that's what Omaha's about a little bit, right? We don't have professional teams in the city and we have all that great support for our university programs. And so to have that interaction with the fans after a big win was a beautiful evening.
Yeah, the support is evident. Fourth in this college hockey league at all with attendance at Baxter Arena. Pretty impressive throughout the nation. What is that a testament to about this community?
Well, I think it starts with our administration, you know, with a conservative effort to fill the building and to really make sure they're promoting our product on the ice. And then ultimately, like I just mentioned, the fans, the community support coming out and cheering on their hometown team. So all that meshed together results in a great crowd. And and like you said, fourth in the country in attendance, which is pretty special. And so it's awesome. You know, the guys really love playing in front of a full crowd. The energy you can feel in the building, the arena's packed and just a tremendous place to play home games.
And you've got a CBS game on Friday as well. Have you seen the game grow on the national scale as well?
Yeah, you're seeing it with college hockey, right? Teams are popping up all over the country. They're, you know, continuing to add teams and hockey's growing, whether it's the West Coast or the East Coast, and which is great for the sport. And I think the more, you know, diversified you get all over the country with teams and playing, and the sport continues to grow, which as a coach you love to see. And so hopefully we can just continue that direction and keep exposing it nationally.
This team stands at 9-9-2 and then fourth in the NCHC rankings. How do you evaluate where your squad is right now?
Yeah, you know what? It's been kind of a unique year with a lot of parity in college hockey. I think going into this season, if you would have told me our non-conference schedule is as tough as it is with, you know, Alaska being in the top 20 and Niagara being a top 30 team and things like that. So we really haven't had a lot of easy non-conference games. And then vice versa, you know, to be fourth in NCHC is a pretty good accomplishment for the first half of the year. And to be right in the mix for home ice advantage has been awesome. So lots of ups and downs, but really I think we knew that going in with a lot of new players, we'd face some adversity. But I love the group and we continue to grow and be in tight games. And we just got to find ways to keep improving.
And now Minnesota Duluth is in town this weekend. It feels like a team that's kind of in the same spot you guys are. They're fifth in the NCHC rankings, tied there. How do you assess what this matchup will be? You play them in November, but now maybe two different teams coming into this.
Yeah, I mean, they've been a premier team in college hockey for the last 5, 6, 7 years. Mm-hmm. And this year, they're no different. When you look at their roster, they have the talent there. And again, just even pre-scouting them, they've been in a lot of those games where they just play Bemidji. And I think at one point, you know, they're out shooting them, they're out playing them, but the score is close. And so they're definitely not a team to take lightly. They're going to be ready to go, and we're looking forward to hosting them here for non-conference.
What do you think the differences will be between that first series you split with them back in November versus right now, and just the growth you've seen from your own team?
I think probably both teams have improved a little bit since that first series, and like you said, for us, I think just some of that valuable experience we've had with going to Denver now and playing Western Michigan, having some really tough, hard-fought series, I think that kind of prepares you for that close play that you find in the NCHC. So we got to draw on that and you know, learn from our past mistakes and the past thing we've done correctly and bring that into this series this weekend.
There's some guys I want to ask you about, the first being Ty Mueller, the impact that he's had. Only a sophomore, second in points on the team. How have you seen him grow?
Yeah, again, he's a guy that was out of the lineup to start last season as a freshman, and just one of those rare guys that takes personal responsibility for himself and doesn't make excuses, isn't looking for blaming somebody else or complaining about what he's not getting, and focusing on what he does have available to him. And now he's kind of morphed into that number one center role for us this year, and obviously producing offensively, being strong defensively, and to me, he's a big-time college hockey player that's got a bright future here. So couldn't be more happy for Ty to have success as a sophomore here, and he's a huge part of our program.
And on the veteran side, Johnny Tyconic, just an energy guy and someone who's had the best season of his career so far. How happy does that make you for him?
Well, probably stemmed from his piece with you at the start of the year.
I think so. He learned some pointers.
Exactly. So I've really seen a jump in his game since then. But you know what? He's another guy that's just growing every year since he's been here. And I'm just really happy for him here in his third year now to really find his groove and be one of our top defensemen there. And I think both physically and mentally, he's really growing here over the last couple of years. And he's showing that this season.
Yeah, he mentioned mentality and just his mental game and how that's been a big factor for him this season especially. How do you think players develop in the mental game? I mean, from a coach that you've seen this over many years and over lots of different guys, how do you see the mentality grow from freshman year to senior year?
I think everybody's a little bit different, right? Everybody has a little bit of a different self-talk. Mm-hmm. And so I think one of your jobs as a coach is to learn what that self-talk is for each individual and then help them understand that and grow from it. And again, I think a lot of these guys, right, we've got NHL draft picks and everybody wants to play in the NHL in our conference. And so there's a lot of external pressure on these young players as well. So I think it's really just kind of learning how to deal with that. What's serving you well? What's not serving you? What's your self-talk like? And how do you move forward with that? And then ultimately, how do you take the action necessary to give yourself a chance of success? And I feel like Johnny's just really kind of understood that now and understands the, you know, he doesn't have to be somebody, you know, he can be Johnny Tyconic. And he's really, I think, kind of accepted that and really been comfortable in his own skin this season. And he's playing, you know, the best hockey of his career, in my opinion.
Another interesting note, shout out the game notes, Austin. Least penalized team in the NCHC. Has that been a point of emphasis for you guys?
I didn't even know that. That's good. That's good. Yeah, no, I think, again, in the past, right, we've you want to be competitive, and the way it's officiated in our conference, sometimes it's tough to not take penalties just from playing the game hard, and you want to be, you know, you want to be tight and hard to play against, but obviously you don't want to go down the man advantage. So that's something we worked extremely hard on in training camp, and again, right, the less you're on the other teams on the power play, the better it is for your team. So it's been a point of emphasis for us, and our guys are doing a great job to stay out of the penalty box.
Speaking of power play, this team is third in the country at that category, 28.2%, just behind North Dakota in the league. How has that evolved in the special teams between last year and this year?
Well, again, I was just saying the other day at the press conference, our associate head coach, Dave Nolbernay, has done a tremendous job with the power play. He's in charge of that. And like you mentioned, from last year, we lost a lot of guys on that previous unit that was pretty successful. And to do that and to still have the same amount of success speaks to your structure, your organization, and your plan for that to be effective. So a lot of credit to him and obviously our players as well, right, buying into that concept. And I think we've established some things that are necessary to do to be successful in the power play, and when you're dealing with your most skilled players, it takes buy-in. It takes buy-in them, and they're doing a great job with that, and Coach Albernese got them rolling.
Next two series at home for the Mavericks against Minnesota Duluth and then Miami the following week. How important do these home wins feel to secure?
Yeah, I think every game in the NCHC is important. I think college hockey, I was just visiting with a former assistant coach in the NCAA who's now a head coach in the USHL, and that was one of the things that he talked about enjoying about not coaching college hockey was that it wasn't every game is life or death.
Right.
You know, in the game of hockey, there's a lot of different things that go into the outcome of the game, and so, but it's just so magnified because these games are so important, right? So I think it's, you know, our players obviously know that they want to win, but also making sure they, you know, they don't play scared and they don't be fearful in how they play, and that we can, making sure we're executing out there and making the right play. So everybody knows the importance of the games. So we know how crucial they are, but we also want to make sure that our guys are playing to their potential and ultimately getting that flow state and playing their best hockey.
What do you think the biggest part of the execution will be from the game plan to make sure you're in that top four come postseason?
Yeah, again, you got to execute. You got to be ready to go. You got to go longer and harder than other teams are willing to go. So all of the above is necessary to find ways to win in this conference. And again, I think our guys have done a tremendous job at doing that. And we've got tough guys. Like, we've got tough mentally and physically guys. We were talking about that the other day too, how important that is. And really what I think about mentally and physical toughness is to be able to do the right thing no matter what the situation is. Mm-hmm. You know, both mentally and physically. And that's hard to do, right? When external circumstances happen, often that dictates how you act and behave. But if you can do the right thing mentally and physically in a tough situation, you've got some mental toughness.
Speaking to this weekend, what will be the biggest keys for your team to come away with a series win?
Again, I think just, we want to start well and play well. And obviously, without giving away too much of our game plan for Duluth, we want to make sure that we execute what we've talked about all week mm-hmm. and practiced all week. Very important that you don't give a good team like that a chance to get rolling. And so it's really important we stick to our game plan there. We stick to our identity there and then take it, one period at a time.
Well, we talk a lot about hockey. Let's talk sure. a little bit about you okay. from the personality side as well. I've got some nice questions for you. First one, if you were not coaching, what would you be doing?
Oh, man. If I wasn't coaching, what would I be doing? Oh, man, you should have prepped me on these ones.
I feel like you give me like a history teacher vibe. Like, I feel like you could totally do that.
I'd love the summers off. If I could be a teacher, that would be a nice, I'm sure my family would be signed up for that one. But yeah, you know what? I'm not sure. I think I took business finance in school, probably something business-wise. Maybe a little bit entrepreneurship or something like that, where maybe I think it would be tough to be in a normal, sit at a desk all day long yeah. job, but something like that. But you know what? I haven't thought too much about it since I love coaching so much.
Yeah, no plan B. That's fine. yeah. Next one, a little bit easier. What's your favorite vacation spot?
Oh man. We tend to get out to Palm Springs, California. My folks are out there sometimes during the year, and we're really fortunate to have a good family friend that has a beautiful place out there that they let us use when we go out there to visit my family. So probably right now that's a sweet spot to get away to. And but really my wife's really big on traveling, so anytime mm-hmm. we can go, I have been guilty of not doing any vacations, but I got to make sure that changes here coming up.
So the destinations are a little bit more southern, not going anywhere more north than you usually do during the season.
Yeah, definitely. I grew up in a cold climate, so we're trying to go south as much as we can. But definitely in the summertime, I'd really miss the mountains. I got to grow up. My sister was a ski racer, and so we had a lot of family time in the mountains growing up. Mm-hmm. So I definitely would love to get back to some mountains, whether it's in the summer or spring skiing. That'd be great.
Favorite NHL team?
Oh, man. You know what? I don't really have a favorite team. I think, you know, with my position, I'm fortunate to know a lot of coaches in the NHL and, right. and you got friends in the NHL. And so usually you're kind of just cheering for whoever you have a relationship with. So mm-hmm. it depends. Got some different coaches that I know all around the league. So you're always rooting for those guys to have success.
Do you grow up with any certain team?
Well, my gramps coached with the Winnipeg Jets back in the day when mm-hmm. I was younger. So I definitely, was a Winnipeg Jets fan when okay. he was coaching for them and got to go to some games got to hop on a plane and spend some time with Grandma and Grandpa during the season. So that was pretty cool.
Best team meal to get. What are you picking?
Oh, man. We have some great food on the roads. But I'm probably, I've food for me is I'm always love to eat. So it's and I'm a big meat eater. So, if we can get a really nice steak on the mm-hmm. road or some type of good meat, that's probably what I'm going with.
Omaha's a good place for that too.
That's right. Yeah, definitely some great recruiting spots to take
yes,
recruits
for
to.
Sure.
For sure.
Last question. Any superstitions?
You know what? I used to have a few, but the more experience I get as a coach, I think the less I'm superstitious because it can just get so daunting, you mm-hmm. know, right? And I got to practice what I preach to the players, being process focused uh-huh. and not too worried. But there's definitely a few that if you get doing well, you want to keep going. But I try not to. Now, there's so much things going on. It's kind of nice not to have to let something cramp your style if it doesn't go your way or something doesn't go as planned.
Not wearing the same socks or anything.
yeah. No, not wearing the same socks every game.
Well, Coach, thank you so much. You can cheer on the Mavericks this weekend at Baxter Arena against Minnesota Duluth. As always, thank you for joining. This is Mavericks All Access.
Thanks, Anna.